Yeah, that was actually, dude, we do that all the time. It works like a charm. Hey, everybody, it's Andrew Bermudez, co-founder and CEO of Digzy. If you want to double in more deals, please go to getdigzy.com and you can post listings and search listings for free. I've got my good friend Rod Santomassimo today. He's going to share a commercial real estate hack. So Rod, if you don't know him, he's a commercial real estate coach. He also coaches, I think you coach other people as well, right? You're growing?
Yeah,
but your core has been commercial real estate. And one of the main things is, you know, I posted several weeks ago, you know, is cold calling dead? Question mark. And everyone's like, no. And it's not. And then there's people who go in the comments and go, yeah, it's all about warm calling or social media and this and that. We still got to call people, right? We got to get their attention. Not everybody's on a social feed. People ignore emails because they get so many of them. But you definitely need to do some outreach. And you have a fantastic way that when you call somebody, you've shown brokers who you work with in a very scientific way on how to get the prospect not to hang up on them, to actually enjoy or proceed with a conversation. So I'd love to kind of pick your brain in the scenario, like let's say I'm a commercial real estate professional and I'm calling on building owners because I want to find sale listings, right? So kind of, can you kind of go over the magic that you go over with your clients?
Sure, and a cold call is not dead. It's absolutely not. And for those of you, I know we have a mutual friend, Andrew, with Linda Day Harrison, the broker list, and they put out the DNA of CRE. And if you look at those statistics, and I actually got the back end statistics.
I did too.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got it too.
What we found is this, you know, those that prospect more, make more calls, make exponentially more revenue. And I'll share with you at the Massimo Group, because we had thousands of clients over the years, we track numbers, and those that make more calls exponentially make more revenue. So I'm not going to ever tell you the cold call is dead. Now, the phone call, the prospect call, here's the problem, Andrew, that with prospect calls. So I'm going to be a broker and you're going to be a prospective seller. Is that the scenario you're at wanting here?
Yeah. So let's say I'm the prospect and I own my building and you're calling me cold, but you're trying to get my listing and I don't know you from Adam.
Right. Now, it's actually, I'm not trying to get your listing. I'm not. And that's not the purpose of your call either. I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying to get your permission to have a conversation. That's what I'm trying to get. If you go into the call thinking you're trying to get a listing, you're not getting that listing. And you're going to be discouraged and make less calls, and then your income's going to suffer.
I love that, Rod, because most people, when they say dialing for dollars, and it's you're dialing for relationships, you're dialing for your ability to call again and they take your call. And I think that's what a lot of commercial real estate professionals don't understand. It's you're not searching for people who are in the market, because a lot of people aren't in the market today, right? You're searching for relationships and access to their attention, correct?
Correct.
All right, you got me. This is great. This is why it's not called a cold call, really. Even though it is cold calling, this is a way for it's simply just networking with your customer so that you can get deals in the future.
Okay, so let's do a couple of things, and let me ask you first. I haven't made your call yet, but I'm making some assumptions about you, and you're going to tell me yes or no. So number one, are you expecting my call?
Nope.
Okay. Number two, do you want to talk to me?
Nope.
Number three, are you busy?
Yep.
Okay, now everyone to recognize, that's your audience. This is who you're calling. Andrew just nailed it. And if you don't recognize that, therein lies the problem. You have to recognize, number one, you're interrupting them. You are. Number two, they're busy. They are. Number three, whether it's COVID or not, they do value their time. They absolutely do. So let's put it out on the board. Let's have the conversation and put that straight out. Now, I want to disclose, I'm very transparent. Everything I'm about to share with you has been adapted and revised, but I learned it from someone who learned it from someone. So this isn't, wow, what a great idea, Rod. No, this is an adaptation of several ideas and practices and redefinitions to figure out what's working today. So just want to be clear there. So let's bring it up. So I'm going to call Andrew. Hey, Andrew, this is Rod from the Massimo Group, whatever company you're with. Step one, look. I know I'm interrupting you. Step two, I was hoping for 27 seconds. Step three, so I can share with you value proposition. And we'll talk about that, okay? So it's first, Andrew, let's break down the three steps because they're so critically important. Don't forget, why am I calling it, Andrew? Am I calling for a listing? What am I calling for?
You're calling because you want to have a conversation.
That's right. I want to earn the right to have the conversation. That's what I'm calling about. If I don't ask permission for that conversation, it's going to go the wrong way. First thing I said is, Andrew, look, I know I'm interrupting you. What's going to happen, Andrew? When you hear that, what's the first thing you think?
Your guard goes down.
Guard goes down.
Mine did. Right? Mine did. Yeah.
Okay. At least they understand. They recognize it. Yeah, my time's valuable. They recognize it. Great. Look, I was only hoping for 27 seconds. Now what are you thinking?
Look at my watch and see what we can do. You can hear the dogs in the background, huh?
I love it.
COVID life, man. It's COVID life.
Let me ask you, what if I said, hey, Andrew, look, I don't interrupt you. I'm just hoping for 30 seconds so I could talk to you about, what would you think then?
You had me at 27 seconds and I don't know why. There's something psychological there. So I would much prefer, like, if I approach something, say 27 seconds to be candid.
You nailed it on the head. Number one, 30 seconds is an arbitrary number and everyone's thinking in their head, BS. No, listen, he wants 2 minutes, 10 minutes. No, can't go there. And you're right. Psychologically, when we hear an odd number, a specific number, say odd works, evens don't. Don't go with 25, go with 27. Very important. That's the magical number. It works. As I was sharing before this recording with Andrew, our team makes thousands of calls a month, and we see what works and what doesn't. This works. Okay, last thing I asked was, so I can share with you this. Now this, depending on who you're calling and what your objective is of the call, that better be strong, right? So if I said right now, based on what's going on today, to share with you how other building owners in your neighborhood are dealing with the, depends on what market you're in. Let's say you're in New York, right? With the regulations regarding tenancy foreclosures. That to that New York building owner, wait a minute, you're talking to other owners in my market, my competitors, my colleagues, and they're sharing with you how they're addressing this tenant issue. And so in New York and in many markets right now, obviously you can't release a tenant from their obligation, even though they're not paying. You can't. So figure out what's going on in your market. So let's do a different scale. It's not an issue. So, hey, Andrew, look, I know I'm interrupting you. I was just over 27 seconds. If I can share with you what I'm hearing from other property owners on how they're positioning their assets in this COVID environment.
Yeah.
Right? So, Andrew, would you give me permission?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the value prop, because one, the approach. So I think there's a lot to do with an approach, and we've seen it through not, you know, being on the other side. I was a broker for, 12, 13 years, and then I started a technology company, right, that helps commercial real estate people, attract more tenants and buyers to their listings and also generate more tenant and buyer rep leads. And the one thing is, that when you're calling a broker, they don't have time either. So the broker's essentially the same as their prospect. So they're busy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what happened is, one is the personality came through, like the voice, the energy was fantastic. One, out of the gate, you said, hey, I know I'm bothering you, I know I'm interrupting. And then you basically asked me for permission to continue talking, because you were going to share with me something important. That's like, if I'm a building owner, I'm freaking out at this environment. In 6 months, it may not be that way. The value proposition that you just proposed to me might be something different, right? If the market's hot, then you may want to do a value proposition where you are going to tell me how, I could get 20% more per square foot than today because of whatever. But I like what you're doing with the value propositions, but you're basically I love the fact that it's short too. So it's like the snack sized intro with value. And, I haven't met a lot of people that do it that way. And this is the first time, that you've shown me this, I think it's good. And and there's so much magic in the approach first, but the value proposition is where I think most brokers fall flat.
Yes. And now, and enough one thing you didn't remember. Again, I only asked for 27 seconds. So, Andrew, there's two reactions. By the way, I want everyone to understand this. When our team presents this pitch, and even our members, by the way, our coaching clients, the acceptance rate is in the high 90s, meaning they're getting permission to have the conversation, which is so vitally important. Mm-hmm. But when they give permission, Andrew, there's usually two responses. The first response is, sure, go ahead. What do you think the second response is?
I have no idea. I'm curious.
Just what you did, right?
Oh, okay. Look at the watch.
They get the watch out, and they will say, you got 27 seconds. Go.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. You better nail and have in your – and you better know this, not protect – practice it as you're starting this. You better know this and nail it. What you're going to share that's related to the value within those 27 seconds for them to say what? No, you're not getting the listing. They're going to see either, hey, tell me more. Great. Got the second stage of permission. Now you can have a conversation. Or B, yeah, I do want to talk to you again. Yes, I do want to meet you. Yes, I do want to jump on a Zoom call. Whatever that next step might be that you're seeking, because that's what you're seeking.
Right.
So you got to nail, and I mean nail, that 27-second pitch. And depending on your audience, your avatar, your client, their needs, their issues, their challenges. Today, we specifically talked about a building owner in a neighborhood where COVID's impacting, what they're going to do. They're not sure. So now I got to articulate something to them in 27 seconds for them to say, yes, let's talk more, or yes, let's meet more.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Got to learn it. And by the way, you can't do it in 28 seconds because they'll say no.
Yeah.
You can't do it in 5 seconds. You got to do it around 20 to 25 seconds and you should be delivering.
One thing that I think I didn't really harp on that I want the viewers to really focus on is the fact that in that pitch, you mentioned the landlord's competitors, that you're talking to the landlord, to other building owners in the area. Oh, wait, you're talking to other building owners? And the reason why I want to say that, Rod, is because I have a friend who used to be in commercial real estate eons ago. And about, I want to say 10, 12 years ago, then she went to go work for Salesforce.com. And when I was in San Francisco last, I caught up with her over lunch and I said, hey, so how do you break into accounts? It's like, it's actually pretty easy. We say, when we call, we say, hey, ABC company, just reaching out, wanted to, you know, let you know that ABC company increased their sales by 20% doing a couple things. I wanted to share that information with you. And that would be telling that to like XYZ company. So they want to, and it's a direct competitor. So they would call on the competitor, say, hey, you want to know what your competitor's doing, you know? And they want to name, you know, specific things that are proprietary, but definitely people are interested in what other people are doing.
Yeah, and that's one of the basics. There's several mindsets when you call. There's social mindset, community mindset. There's a data mindset. There's a scarcity mindset. So when you mention your colleagues, competitors, you're actually hitting three mindsets at once: the social, the community, and then the scarcity. Wait a minute, am I missing out on something?
Yeah.
Right. So there's a reason. There's mindsets behind making these articulate these value props and these. I don't like the word scripts, but what are you proposing? That's very important to craft and understand all that, and that's why it works.
Framework.
So, framework. There you go. So let's figure out a 27-second value proposition for you, because you are now a property owner, right? You're concerned about where the market's going, what's the value of your assets, you know. And if we dig deeper, folks, maybe they got hit by the stock market really hard. Maybe their tenants aren't paying rent. Maybe they have a health issue, sadly, and hopefully not. There's a lot of things you've got to understand that's going on in this person's mind. Right. Yep. And this asset is one of the biggest pieces in their portfolio.
Yeah.
It just is. It means the world to them. So you better come with something strong. So I'm trying to think of this as you and I were talking. So here, let's try this. Give me permission to. So I have 27 seconds.
You've got 27 seconds.
Hey, Andrew, when your time, you ready?
Hold on. Ready? I don't even know how to time you with, I don't even think I use a time app. Here, let me see.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I will time myself, okay? Here we go. I'll time myself. Ready? 4, 3, and I'll make this up as we go. Hopefully it works.
Okay.
4, 3, 2, 1, go. Andrew, look, many of the owners worth talking to are really struggling to determine the value of the property and how it fits in their portfolio. And unlike yesterday when we just threw a BOV and determined it, that just won't work anymore. So instead, we developed this sensitivity model where we're going to show you 5 possible scenarios with different variables that you can tell us about. We'll put you in position to make a more educated decision on what you should do with your property.
Stop. What was that?
26.5.
Dude, that was really good. I love it. That was good.
That was 26.5.
Yeah, yeah. So this is great. Thank you for sharing this with everybody, Rod. If people are interested in asking you more questions or anything else, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of curious people. How can they reach you?
As always, we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, all Twitter, our website, Massimo, MASSIMO-group.com. Andrew, I will tell you, we've adapted to the market. We now have programs for every level of success, experience, and yes, now every budget. Here's a program to help you accelerate and get through this period.
That's fantastic. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining me today, Rod. Really appreciate it.
You're best, Andrew. Thank you so much. Great.